This morning, if you have an outline with you this morning, just turn briefly to that. Notice up on the screen, we have our series laid out here. It's also in the back of your outline in the bulletin. If you flip it over, on the bottom, you'll see there's, there's five different sermons, and now that we've missed one, I've had to take one of them out. So the shepherds are being dropped from this series due to the church being canceled last week Sunday. So everything else will stay on track. You can see this morning of what's going on. So this morning, what child is this? Joseph is what we're going to look at today. And then we'll go through Mary, the wise men, and then we tie it all together with the anthem on Christmas Eve as a congregation. So I want to point that out to you this morning. In this sermon, we ask the question, what child is this? And it comes in many different forms. And it will come to you personally as well, as you'll be challenged in each sermon of what that might look like in your own life. What child is this? That's what this study will equate to. That's what we're going to look at here over the next several weeks. And so this morning, I'm going to ask you to turn in your pew Bible to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, as we discuss, what child is this? Joseph. And follow along as I read the Word of God here this morning. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. Now, I want you to pay attention to what God does with Joseph in this passage and how often he's mentioned and what context that he's mentioned in as well. So you see the first one there. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let us pray this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, as we read from your word today, may you bless us with your message, and Lord, may your word speak to us today in a new and fresh way. Lord, I pray that you open our hearts and our minds and our souls to receive your word and your message. And Lord, may you fill them with the Holy Spirit as they've gathered here in your presence today. And Lord, I pray too that these words are never my own, but always yours. And Lord, may you fill me with that same Holy Spirit as I deliver this message today. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen.
Yeah, I reckon I've carved at least a dozen of these. Made my first one for my baby boy. Well, it's gonna be an angel. At least the way I remember it. That was a long time ago. See, my boy, well, before he got born, I really didn't know who he was gonna look like. That worried me. Well, see, his mama, she found out she was pregnant, and I didn't want to embarrass her. Baby wasn't mine. I just thought I was going to let her go without making a fuss, you know. But then one night I had this dream, and there was an angel in it. And that angel, he told me I shouldn't be scared to marry that woman because it was God's baby that Mary was having. You know, around here, we got a custom. When a baby gets born, The daddy, he puts that baby across his knees. And that's his way of telling everybody that that baby is his. Well, it took a while for my heart to kind of get used to the idea that that baby is just on loan to me. That he was special. But, I made room for him. And when he got born, I did what any daddy would do. I put that boy on my knee. I gave him a name. I called him mine. He grew up to a fine boy. Now, all these years later, well, you probably heard about him. He's grown into a fine man. You know, every time I carve one of these, I remember what that angel told me. That Mary's boy, my boy, we're supposed to call him God with us. God with us. Yeah. I reckon that's all I've ever really needed to know. So you ask me who my boy looks like, I'll tell you. He looks like God.
Can anybody tell me what the second song we sung this morning was in the opening of our worship service today? What child is this? What does God, what does Jesus look like? Pretty powerful statement there at the end, isn't it? God with us. If you were to look at that song, and I got it on the screen, and I'm sorry it's small, but it's also on the back of your outline as well this morning. And I want to point out some things to you about this song that have deep meaning. But also notice there's something that's missing in this song. Now, we need to realize that this song is written by man. It's not the word of God, for we speak from the Bible and its truth. But I want to point out in this song kind of a message that we often miss about Joseph, especially in Scripture. And so the lyrics of this song, a very famous Christmas carol that we sing and we hear of often as we live life every Christmas season. What child is this? The song poses such an important question worth pondering. Who is this baby in the Bethlehem manger? Who is it? It's interesting to note the characters mentioned overtly, such as the Christ child, his mother, Mary, the shepherds, angels, even two forms of feeding livestock in this hymn. What child is this? And even while not specifically named, you also hear the little innuendos about in the actions of the wise men. Incense, gold, and myrrh. All the normal characters that you would see in a nativity scene are there in this story this morning, except for one. Does anybody know which one is missing in this hymn that we sung this morning? Joseph is never mentioned in this hymn. There's no mention of the man who would help raise the son of Mary. Everybody else in the Christmas story gets their airtime or makes a cameo, but not the primary man who would love and invest himself in the life of this special child. And so that's what our focus is going to be on this morning. In fact, Joseph never once is cited or alluded to in the entire Gospel of Mark. The other three, you will find him. But not in the book of Mark. You hear nothing of Joseph as the father, earthly father of Jesus. None of them record him ever speaking. The other three Gospels that you can look at, you will never find words that Joseph speaks in Scripture as well. Now, we understand this morning that Joseph is not present in the song. We can't find his words in Scripture anywhere. But Joseph is quietly present at the manger. He is there. Joseph was present before the manger, after the manger. He was present at least up through Jesus' life, at least through his 12th birthday, if you were to read Luke 2, 41 through 52. And beyond that account, historians believe that Joseph, somewhere between Jesus' teenage years and beginning his earthly ministry at the age of 30 to 33, had passed away. We don't know for sure, but the Bible quits recording anything about Joseph in his life. But during his childhood years, during Jesus' young life on earth, not only was the child known as the son of Mary, as the song states, but also Jesus known as the son of Joseph. What child is this? He is the child adopted by the father who loved him, his earthly father. And so let's ask this question this morning. Well, how do we know Jesus was adopted by Joseph? How do we know that he took him in and raised him, and he had a love for him that was genuine, and he loved him as his own? A good question to think about and roll around in your mind this morning of what that might look like and what that might be. What does Scripture teach us? What does the Bible say to us about that question? And let me tell you this morning, there are clues all over the Bible that point to this. That Jesus loved him as a father. Notice what the text says. We read this morning in Matthew 1, 18 through 25, concerning Jesus' birth. Joseph is referred to four times. Remember, I told you to remember those things when we came across him as we read this morning? He's referred to four times as the husband of Mary. So there are two key places this morning. If you have your Bible open with you this morning, I'd like you to stay there. I want you to see a few verses that I want to point out to you this morning that you need to understand. And I want you to see, okay, how does this come about? What does that mean to us in Scripture as we answer that question this morning? And here's the two key places that I want to look at. Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 and 25. And we'll get there in just a moment. But there are clues there that Joseph, although not the birth father of Jesus, became his adoptive father. And we're going to go back in culture a little bit, and we're going to understand the Jewish ways of what that acceptance looked like and what it was. The angel of the Lord told Joseph in a dream. Imagine him, he's sleeping. He's in turmoil. He doesn't know what to do. And the angel says this: "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And then it says, later in verse 25, "And he called his name Jesus." Not that big a deal, right? But if you understand what culture meant, it's a huge deal. And so let's unpack that one first this morning. In those days, the naming of a child was the responsibility of the father. They got to choose the name. Not the mother. Thank goodness that I didn't get to choose the names of our sons, because boy, my wife says they would have been way off the wall. So we agreed together. But in those days, the father, it was their responsibility to name their child. And Joseph agrees. He hears the dream and he's told, "Name this child Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us." And so Joseph names him Tom, right? Joseph listens to the Lord. He obeys, and he names the child Jesus, exactly the way God instructed him to do. But what else does that mean, that Joseph not only agreed with the Lord, but he also took that child in as his own, because he named the child Jesus, exactly what the Lord said. He accepted that. He accepted the Lord. This is my child, Jesus. That's the first one. But on the night that Jesus was born, Joseph not only gave Jesus his name, but he also, more than likely, Joseph here now I'm talking about, took that newborn baby and he symbolically laid it across his lap. Now, we don't have proof in Scripture that that actually happened, but in the culture in those times, when a father would take a child, whether it was his own or maybe as another family member where a father had died and the child was going to be adopted by this earthly father, they would take the child, they'd wrap it up, they'd sit down, as you can see in the picture up here, and they would place it across their lap. And that symbolized that this father was accepting of this child and took on the responsibility that I'm going to raise this child. That was new to me. How many of you have ever heard that before? Nobody's ever heard that before? Very good. Neither did I this week. But you see, I read as I studied this week in culture that you actually took the child, just like I explained, and you laid them across your lap. That meant that the father was willing to take this child in and to be its earthly father and to love him like an earthly father would, even though it wasn't his own child. That's impressive. What a symbolic act that he did. There's the two key ways that we know Joseph was the earthly father of Jesus. Now, there are other things in Scripture that we can talk about as well. We know that, what did Jesus do for a job on this earth while he was here, his growing up? A carpenter. Where do you think he learned those skills from? His father, Joseph, was probably also a carpenter. They lived life together, and Joseph passed on his ways to Jesus. He taught him the trade of how to build furniture and what carpentry looked like and how to use the tools and so on and so on. Just like you fathers teach your children. Joseph did the same thing with Jesus. What a privilege for Joseph. Everybody who knew Jesus recognized him as Joseph's son in that age. What town did Jesus grow up in? Nazareth. See, the people of the town would have known, and they'd seen him on the streets, this young boy walking around with his family, or maybe he's out walking and visiting friends or running through the street. They would have known him as Joseph's son. That's Joseph's son right there. That's how they would have known him. And not to take anything away from Mary, because they also would have known him as Mary's son. But they also knew him as Joseph's son. Joseph had adopted Jesus as his own from day one. And so we ask ourselves, what child is this? He's the one who adopts and names us as part of his own family, you and I. Paul writes about this characteristic of Jesus, who would grow from the baby in the manger to the God that was willing not to only die for to rescue his people, to rescue this world from sin and so on, but also to lay all of us across his lap, per se. And he says to each and every one of us, "You are my child." Don't ever forget that. Galatians 4, verse 7, I have on the bottom of the screen this morning. This is Paul talking here. See, he gets it. He understands it, who Jesus is. He gets it how Joseph played into this as well. He knows the story. And this is what he says. You are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. An heir to what? the kingdom of heaven. That's what he says. That's good news. You should be joyful about that this morning. You should just burst up inside as we gather here in the presence of the Lord and we hear that good news. No matter what's going on in your life right now. That's the ultimate answer to our question. What child is this? He's Jesus. The adopting and naming God who sets us on his knee and calls us sons and daughters. And he brings us into the family of God. So let me ask you this question this morning. Have you asked to be adopted by God through Jesus Christ? And are you part of the family of God? And some of you can answer that, yes, I am. Other yous, yeah, I'm pretty sure I think I am. And some of you might be sitting there, I feel like I'm on the outside yet. I don't feel that. And so may you pray in your heart. And may this Christmas season be different than no others. Excuse me, as never before. Are you part of the family of God? That's the real question. And all of God's people said,